think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't want to know about that rule. Lance is trying to convince
Let's
me that
Google
we
have fasting and Good Friday.
You have to fancy, like, that's Ramadan or something, or Passover or something. I don't think that. That's for those people, not us.
Look, Catholic.org. This is as Catholic as it gets.
Listen, Catholic.org isn't. I don't think it's credible.
Ooh, fasting and abstinence.
I don't think abstinence. What, on a Friday,
John? It's your choices to make.
Abstinence
you gave
on a
up
Friday.
Alcohol.
What is this world coming to? Let's get Mike in here and let's talk about our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. Why didn't we play All Systems Go to start the show?
Exactly. What's wrong here? We were supposed to. This is ASG Day, Houston. Man, I thought you guys were back together now.
Well, we played it yesterday.
Yeah, but that's not today.
Yeah, we played it yesterday and they got a W, of course.
I just missed it. My bad. Well, hey, Lance, I got a concern. Well, first of all, John, why are we talking about golf whenever we just secured our second consecutive Western Division title?
And World Series.
Because it's the first day of the greatest tournament of the year.
Actually, yesterday was the first day.
And I heard all those big toe guys, too. Anyway. Lance, we have a problem. We still got a little minor issue with getting Giles, I think, here in Houston. We experienced that together when we were at the World Series. That's my only concern with the Astros right now. But I guess if we do score 14 runs every day like we should average, may not be as
so listen
concern.
So I was standing next to Mike at game. That was game five, right? No.
Four.
No, it's game four. Yeah, so I was standing next to Mike at game four at Minute Maid. And the Astros are it's tied, right?
You two were standing next to each other?
Yeah, we're in the concourse and standing room only. Like, hey, Lance. Like, hey, Mike, what's going on? Long time listener. I actually know Mike a while. And so we're standing there. I got snacks with me.
It almost sounds like Mike Zierlein.
That's not Mike Zierlein. And so anyway, we're standing there, and all of a sudden, it's a very tenuous situation there. It's tied up. The Astros have got nothing going on offensively. You can't afford, like right now, you're just trying to extend the game and hope you scratch out a run against the Dodgers. Against the Dodgers, because you can't get anything going. All of a sudden, coming into the game, Ken Giles.
Oh, God.
And I swear to God, not just where we were, there was a, like there was a collective and where we were there were cuss words like people like I think Mike may have said something like you Giles no I heard this and they go no I mean it was the most hilarious but sad thing that I ever heard where the crowd as a collective went and one person goes no and another goes yo, Giles.
That was Mike.
This is on you, Hinch. There were people going, this is going to be, the blood is on your hands, Hinch. I'm like, hey, guys, maybe he'll get out of this. Maybe Hinch,
No.
Not only did he not get out of it, they scored like seven runs. Oh, Giles's head.
It was quite horrible. It was tragic. I was the one who was cussing probably louder than anybody. I did go to confession afterwards, John, okay. So it was all good.
We don't cuss at a ball game. There's kids. All right. We don't do that, Mike. Control your... Even if it is Giles coming in. Even if you do think that he's going to ruin the whole World Series for everybody. And God, thank God. Mike, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging. But it is golf day. It's a national holiday today because
of golf.
Let's stay
on Astros. Guys, fill up the board with Astros and Rockets calls so we don't have to hear anymore.
How about golf? Does anybody want to talk golf with the leaderboard that we got going on? By the way, Sam Ryder bogeyed, so we got a three-way tie.
Who the hell is Sam Ryder? Who cares?
What is this?
What are you talking
there
about?
There goes our lead in the morning ratings.
What are you talking
people
about?
People want to talk about
they
Ken
want
Giles.
To talk, they want to, you want to play the hits.
People do what? There's Ken Giles. There's the hits.
Ken Giles. No. Are you not worried at all about 13 strikeouts yesterday? Okay, this is a team that struck out less and hit the second most homers in baseball.
No, I'm not worried about it. And they homered twice yesterday. Yeah,
but yesterday, it's the first game. Last year, one of the major reasons they took such a turn was they cut down on the strikeouts. Now they're on pace.
You don't think you can
on pace to lead the league in
you
strikeouts.
You don't think you can find a 13 strikeout game? Well, they faced an ace yesterday. Too.
Oh yeah, yeah. This was the season high last year, 13.
And
you already hit it.
That guy's been pretty good in the past. Cole Hamels has a pretty decent record. I mean, a pretty decent career going. Up to this point, you faced a good pitcher.
Yeah, and a lefty. Yeah, that does that. Well, that's troublesome. And Reddick is still in the lineup.
Yeah.
Let's get Tyler in here. He wants to talk about. I don't know why nobody wants to talk about golf right now.
No.
Let's get Tyler.
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, John. I'm waiting for the last day to turn on the show, Houston Open. Man, you know the first 2 days aren't a whole lot of nothing.
No, yeah, but
that'll be on a Sunday.
No.
There's no radio.
It's positioning for the weekend to see the big names, the Sam Ryders and the Bo Hostlers at the top of the leaderboard.
Well, you see, I wanted to go on Sunday, but it's my kid's birthday.
Easter?
He wouldn't really like it too much. Yeah, so I kind of got opted out of that real quick.
Oh, well, that's terrible. Yeah, that's what you get for having kids.
No, man, it's on all you. Right. Hey, no, I wanted to talk Ken Giles. Game one of the Yankee series. I was out there sitting in the Crawford boxes, and everybody was, you know, real pumped. It was electric. It was after a really good pitching game. And next thing you know, they bring in Ken Giles. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was like 2-0. He gives up a home run and then puts one on base. And every single person around me was, you know, you heard cussing. You said, well, what are y'all doing? And my girlfriend, she's very superstitious. She likes baseball. But, she, you know, she's not a huge baseball nut. And then she's like, what are you doing? That's bad luck. Don't, you know, don't talk down to our players like it's Ken Giles. You know, he's guaranteed a run. He's guaranteed a run. So you got to give Ken Giles at least two runs because he's definitely going to give you one. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in and mention that because I feel like that's the mood when Ken Giles gets put in. Check to see how many runs you're up by and, you know. Hopefully you have some assurance.
Is this something you like from a closer one? And you're 100% right, Tyler. You got to look at the score like...
Honestly.
Okay, up three.
Honestly. The first time that AJ goes to him with a one-run lead in the ninth inning? I mean, honestly,
I just got nervous. Like, I got...
No, honestly, how can he possibly do that? Is there any chance that he puts Giles in a one-run game?
Yeah. There is a chance because he is a closer. Yeah, of course he's going to. And the fans are all going to cuss. They're all going to go, they're going to say, oh, no, it's going to be that. Guys, call with your favorite Ken Giles story.
No.
From when you were in the stands and terrible things happened.
No. This is not what we want.
I do appreciate people calling in and giving us the where were you moments when Ken Giles comes in. Like, I do appreciate
Mike did
that.
And then Tyler did, like, game one, Yankees.
Where were you when Ken Giles almost ruined your night?
I'll never forget.
Your life.
Regular season game, interleague, Reds.
God, this Giles is terrible. Comes in, like, man.
And I just thought to myself, thank God we're up by four.
You know what I really don't care about? Hearing about Giles' stats last year, his total stats.
Oh, really?
Because it's irrelevant.
2.3? 2.3 ERA?
Because it's irrelevant. ERA? Give me his stats in his last 10 outings.
Oh, why? No, well, that's who he is now. Last year.
That's who he is. That's who he is now.
Give me his stats in his last outing. Since that other stuff was last year.
Well, he's going to have an infinity. 8:15 ESPN 97.5.
Okay, serious. This is a really serious question. When will be the first time that, mark this, Dell, when is the first time that we are going to have the discussion, or I shouldn't say we're going to have the discussion, that AJ will publicly say we are going to use a variety of arms.
We're opening up, yeah. We're gonna.
When do you think it's gonna be? Do you think we will have to wait until June?
No.
Before June.
No.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah, no. It'll be. It could be end of April. It could be end of April.
No, but that's actually good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's good.
That's as patient as he'll be able to be.
Well, Adam's got a Ken Giles story. We'll get that on the other side. Get your Ken Giles stories. Where were you when something horrible happened? 713.
But right now we want to talk about golf. Right. Everybody wants to talk about golf. With the rogue...
Well, this time you're allowed to.
The rogue Callaway driver, jailbreak technology. Do you have jailbreak technology? I was hitting the rogue yesterday. I gotta tell you, love is a word that I'm using right now. Love my rogue driver. Got it at Edwin Watts. Got my putter, spider driver, the spider putter at Edwin Watts. Got my shoes, the Nikes that, you know, where you there's no laces, the push button technology in the back of the shoe. It's unbelievable. That's what I got. What about the M3 M4 drivers? You get them at Edwin Watts. The new G400 Max driver, okay? Ping glide stealth wedge, vault 2.0 putter. All of these things, all the clothes, hats, wedges, used clubs, trade your clubs in. All these things are happening at Edwin Watts. You need towels, you need tees, you need balls at awesome prices. Now, you'd think they'd have to charge more because they're in a prime location, Yorktown and Westheimer, right here in the Galleria. No. Great prices going on right now. You go in there and you tell them we heard it. And you got to get your stuff going on. You got the Houston Open. You got the Masters next week. You're playing golf. Get to Edwin Watts, where they got the 90-day, 100% guarantee. Yorktown and Westheimer, it's Edwin Watts.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.821 ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, 713-780-3776. Let's talk some golf. Get in here. We got... the leaderboard is just a who's who right now of the...
Don't you have a show for this?
What?
Don't you have a show for this?
Yeah, it's called the...
The golf show?
It's called the morning show.
No, you have a golf show.
Seriously, nobody cares.
What are you talking about? Paul Dunn has taken the lead now.
No one knows who that guy is.
Sean Stefani? Oh,
no.
Gwen's brother?
No, he's not.
Is Sean Bajani?
Not Bajani, Stefani.
I'm sorry, did we not have the shortest wait times in the world, or whatever it's called?
Adam is, the shortest wait times ever. Adam, does he want to talk golf? Let's talk some golf. Adam, what's going on?
He doesn't.
Hey, guys, what's going on? How y'all doing today?
Doing great, doing, man.
No, I do not want to talk golf. I'll talk golf if you want to put me to sleep. I'd love to talk golf if you want to put me to sleep. Nah. But, I have a story about Ken Giles. It's more to confirm Lance's story, because I was at that game when they brought him in, and I think the funniest part about it was usually the PA announcer gets really excited to announce anyone in the home team that's come in, but when he announced Ken Giles, it was just, you would have thought that Ken Giles killed that guy's puppy. It was just so sad and depressed.
It was the saddest. Entering the game for...
He was on the ground and yelled at Sennedies. It was depressing, honestly.
It was. I've never seen anything like it in a game where an entire fan base turned on one of their own guys in such a high profile game. Like, even I was at Rockets games where they got a little feisty with James Harden, some of those playoff games. But this was He's right. This was
now entering the game, Ken Child.
It's Bob Ford. No, but he's got that team. And now your Houston Astros.
That's how it usually is.
That's how it usually is. And then when
coming into the game, now Chris into the game. Stavansky.
And now into the game, Ken Giles. Oh.
And everyone goes, oh.
Oh, no. Keep on, hey. Take him out. And you just hear people from the background like, what are you doing, AJ?
Can we? No. This can't be now. When has Ken Giles turned into Dave Clark? Okay,
where no, when, Dave
but
Clark
you got the,
was,
but you got the best team in baseball, and you got to find something wrong.
Dave Clark was I got to take it all the way back to a 20-year reference here. You know who Dave Clark was?
I've heard the name. Dave I don't Clark get the was, hate though.
He was
why.
The guy they brought from the Chicago Cubs. He was because when things are going good, John's reference is you got to pick at things that are going bad. Yeah, but in this particular case, he was the fourth outfielder.
A Ken pinch
Giles
hitter.
Is a. Closer who got banished from the team in the World Series.
Got sent
That's
to the
a
wall.
Big deal.
He got sent to the wall.
He got and somebody said he's not even a Night's Watch. He's somebody got kicked out of the Unsullied.
So now he doesn't have his junk and he can't fight. Well,
you know who he is? He's Reek.
Oh,
although somebody did say James Harden in the playoffs was Reek Harden last year. And there's a picture. They put Reek on. They
where,
put James.
Where he jumped
head.
Off the boat?
Yes, they put his head on Reek and had him jumping off of the boat. And I was like, this is the most terrifying, horrible, funny thing I've ever seen in my life. But right now, Ken Giles feels like Reek, where he's just like, I don't want to come into a game.
Oh yeah! Did you? You
my name is Reek. It's not Ken Giles.
Do you want to see the picture of Ken Giles smoking a cigar? With
no,
the t-shirt on after the
no,
World Series.
I don't.
That
no,
says,
I don't.
No F's given.
No, I don't. Because it
because
feels
he doesn't
ironic.
Give a F. Okay.
Well, then don't put on a Twitter account.
Okay. He put it out there. That's one of my favorite pictures ever. No bleeps given.
You know what? He gives plenty of bleeps because you see how scared he was when he's coming in game.
He wasn't scared.
He
not scared.
Really didn't give any bleeps.
He still bends at the knees between every pitch.
John,
you see
if
him?
He didn't give any bleeps, he would have been out there just dealing like, I don't
okay.
care.
When he had 34 saves and 4 blown saves last year. Okay, would you take that right now? Yes. 34 saves and 4 blown
How
saves.
How many consecutive appearances late in the year and into the playoffs did he give up a run?
I'm not talking about that.
Why not?
Right
That's,
now.
Why?
I'm talking about, let's answer the
do
question.
You have an, is that, was there an answer? Do you have an answer on that, Del?
34.
I believe it was like 10 out of 11.
It's now 10. Oh my. I think like, yeah, he's giving up a run like 9 out of 10. Game, oh nine, my 11, or 10
God.
Out of 11. What are you talking about?
To the
that
wall.
That was last year.
Get to the wall.
Oh, that's right. Nobody ever improves from one year to the other.
Ken Giles is so
no,
terrible.
It's this year too so far.
Ken Giles is so terrible. After the Night King killed him, he wouldn't raise him back from the dead. He goes, you're worthless. I don't need you.
No,
you don't
me
think
to,
he can even be one of the dead
the,
people.
The walking. Yeah, he doesn't even want him in the dead.
The
in
White
that
Walkers.
Dead army.
He
doesn't
can't
even
be a White
want
Walker.
Him. No, you're trash. You're missing a right arm. I don't need you.
Oh, Fidencio has a Ken Giles story. Let's see what it is. I bet it's going to be positive.
God.
I bet it's going to be a positive
no,
story.
No, it's not.
What's up, Fidencio?
I'm laughing because now I feel compelled to come up with something positive.
Good luck.
To say because, I was coming back from Georgia. During, I can't even remember which game it was that he gave up the run to tie it to where it went at extra innings, and George Springer basically saved him. But I actually paid money for the internet because I had to fly back home. The game was on. And unfortunately, you can't, you know, still stream. So I'm literally watching ESPN, you know, as they diagram each pitch. And the moment we land, he gave up the run to tie it up. And we're like all in the airport. I mean, everybody's after 10 o'clock at night. Everybody's at the airport. And then you just hear this groan. When he gave it up, and I've been doing pretty well over the last few years. You know, I get a lot of kicks with Lance talk about his kids and how they react to sports because that was me when I was young. I live and died with these guys. My son's 12 years old, same exact way. I've become calm because, you know, the Texans are, you know, mediocre, so I don't allow them to affect my blood pressure. The Rockets, I'm like John, where I like James Harden. I'm not convinced that he's the guy, but this year they've sucked me in. I'm hoping that Chris Paul is the missing piece, and the Astros sucked me in a couple of years ago. Well, every time Giles comes in, I find myself back in a place where I like want to break things, like throw things at my television, slam doors, and I haven't been there in a long time. I mean, I didn't like Gregerson either. He made me nervous, but I'm just hoping that the Astros aren't going to try to say, well, we're paying this guy this much money. We got to see how much he's got, or we got to try to ride this guy and let him sort it out. I think that they've got something special going on, and we really don't have time for him to figure it out. He's either going to have it or he's not. And, you know, let's just keep moving. But I'm not a fan, and I wish I did have something positive to say. I mean, I guess you could say that he helped in a lot of wins that got them to the World Series, but then I can argue that his offense helped him all the time. So I don't care for the guy. He makes me ill.
All right. That's okay. By the way,
that's a great close.
He went all the way in.
But he makes me ill.
He makes me ill.
Okay, he makes 4.6. He's arbitration eligible for 2 more years. You got him on the cheap. He had 34 saves last year. Okay. He's not on a great run. I'll give you that. Okay?
Oh, that's what you want to call it?
I'm going to tell you he's, you know, given up runs in 10 of his last 11 games or 11 of his last 12, whatever it is right now.
That's not good. That's got to be a historically bad run.
Well, it is not.
Because you don't usually get to keep playing baseball.
Yeah, well, no, yes, you do, especially when you were, if you want to go through month by month last year to see where Ken Giles was, but it's not about money. It's about actually having a closer, and Ken Giles was the guy that they pegged to be the closer. Right now, it's not looking great.
Why did he even pitch yesterday? You would think you want to limit that guy.
No, you wanted to get him out there in a 4-run game. You did. So that he could get some confidence again.
And did he get the confidence?
Okay. Did you want to put him in a 1-run game?
No. Well, John's right. That's exactly where you want to put him in.
And how did it work out for you?
The problem with him, too, is that he doesn't do well when it's not a close situation.
Then just, you know what? I don't want this.
Or a close situation.
This is such a fragile situation. Like, okay, now, guys, Ken doesn't do so well when it's non-close, so let's just be careful.
Or close situations.
Or close situations currently. Or playoffs.
Or regular season or anything. Or in the spring. So here's the problem.
Mentally, he's done.
I
don't know if he's done, but he's
always
screwed
a slow
up right now.
He's done as a closer for the Astros.
Do you want to see what he does
in
April? Let's take a look at Ken Giles in April.
Every time he gets a save, don't try to at me.
Oh, you don't
Astro
think this will
fan.
Be a thing?
Oh, no, it's absolutely going to be a thing. But here it is. Nobody had any confidence in Ken Giles coming in in the postseason. And I think it's just like a putter who gets just like a golfer gets the yips, just like a kicker, you know, things that are highly mental. I do think being a closer is a lot of attitude. I mean, it's one inning. All you got to do is get out of one inning. There's a lot of attitude there. And I don't think he has it. It's like being a cornerback who's just afraid, who doesn't trust his technique. You know, corners have to have short memories and closers do. I don't think he has a short memory. He's not pitching like it.
Last year's April ERA 4.35, May 1.80.
None of that matters to me. I don't care.
June,
what does last
4.5.
May have to do with anything?
He's kind of up and down a little bit. 4.5. Mm-hmm. And then July 1.23. August 0.64.
September
1.64.
October.
October. October's different.
What is it?
When the stakes were highest, how do you do?
Different.
What was it?
Different.
I get it, but what was it in October?
I don't know that right
yeah,
now.
Yes, you do.
It's right there.
It's in front of you.
Why are you backing Ken Giles?
Of all people.
This is the worst train. This is the worst candidate that you've
been
back.
He was behind Tom Savage, too, so he likes the lost causes.
Okay.
You were a Tom Savage guy?
Oh.
Yeah. Like Brandon Wheaton.
Everybody had their mind made up on him before he even pitched.
And Chicago's pounding the table
and
for Brandon Wheaton.
No. Yeah, it was.
He still is.
You're the patron saint of lost causes.
You're damn.
St. John, the patron saint of lost causes. It'd be really St. Granado. I think there's already a St. John.
Thank you. Maybe St. John Granado. Okay.
You don't get both names.
Have I fasted so far today? Yes.
It's early.
It's not even 9 o'clock.
But I haven't eaten anything, have I?
I've never seen you eat breakfast since I've
been
back.
I've never seen you eat before 9 o'clock before.
It's a special day. It's a special day. You know what else is special? Renter's Warehouse. If you're looking for a way to rent out.
Getting Rockets. By the way, coming up next, Rockets talk. More champion. We're getting away from Giles, and we'll probably roll back into Giles talk. But it's going to be Rockets Western Conference champions, or they
got regular season.
They got
champions.
A first place banner championship.
By the way, Giles' ERA was not infinity during the postseason. It was 11.74. But, okay. We don't. That's something.
For a closer, that's infinity.
That's really, he had, it was bad. Anyway, it's 8:33 and it's time to talk about, what about Renter's Warehouse? Listen, I wish we'd have known before we sold our house that we could have rented it out and kept it. You know, here's the thing is, what kind of credit do you have? If you got great credit and you can get multiple rental properties, it's silly not to do this. What I need you to do right now is get to renterswarehouse.com. And even if you just want to, listen, I just want to get out of this house. I don't want to make it a career. I just want to get out of this house and I can't sell it. Then you call Renter's Warehouse.
Yeah, some people, a lot of times they get people who didn't initially think to rent and then they realize, ooh, we better rent because we've now paid mortgage for 6 straight months. We're lowering the price of our house and we don't want to do that. We don't want to lose on that money. We have a certain amount that we thought we were going to make. Great. Rent your house out, have somebody else pay your mortgage, add to your equity, and then sell it down the road. Renter's Warehouse will rent your property out just like that for you. They do it within 17 days, and they will get you your money rolling in. And they get top dollar for rentals as well. Go to renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com. Or call 713-224-RENT and find out what your house will rent for.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
By the way, Ken Giles, everybody's been exaggerating the whole Ken Giles thing. It was 7 out of 8 appearances last year in the postseason that he gave up a run, and now it's 8 out of 9. It's not 9 out of 10, 11 out of 12. You guys have gotten a little out of control.
It doesn't stretch back to the regular season?
No, no, it doesn't, because his last appearance... Oh, by the way, in the regular season, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, my God. Dude. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. He had 18 out of 19 where he didn't give up a run.
So you're going to hyper-focus on Elimination James... and say the regular season doesn't count, but this guy's regular season counts, and his postseason, where you said he had almost an infinity ERA, doesn't count?
Well, no, I have, and I have said before about Elimination James.
But we know what
is that James does get you, and by the way, James gets you there to the Elimination Games.
Ken Giles doesn't get you there. Ken Giles isn't even in the top 10 of the
Ken
team.
Giles got you to the playoffs.
Well, he did.
He had eight. Listen. He had 17 out of 18 regular season appearances at the end of the season last year where he didn't give up a run.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. I don't – what he did in the postseason
now, he
matters.
Gives up hits.
What
you're
he
right.
did in the postseason, yeah.
He does give up hits. He makes you nervous. He gave up 3 hits in this outing. He didn't give up a run.
Can't you just That's have a kind of, – can't the Astros have a dominant closer? The last dominant closer was Brad Lidge.
And then look what happened to him.
Once it got in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Ken Giles.
We got Rockets.
Let's get Shannon in here on ESPN 97.5. Wants to talk Rockets. What do you say, Shannon? How are you?
Did I miss something? I mean, is it not Good Friday, not Giles Bad Friday? It is 62 degrees. We're in Texas. It's Earl Campbell's birthday. And the Astros won the freaking World Series last year. And they're going to win it again this year.
Thank
if we
you.
Need a closer, Munell will go get one. On top of that, the Rockets are in freaking first place. They've clinched the first place of the Western Conference.
Good Friday. Good Friday.
By the way,
I'm
not happy with this until they've clinched all of the NBA home court advantage.
What?
Yeah.
That's how far back is
that? They're going to.
They need their magic numbers, too.
I'm hoping they're going to get the Spurs in the first round. They're going to correct their mistake from last year. Pop's going to double team the crap out of Harden, and we're going to figure out what they're going to do when they get double teamed. Because that's the real truth. I mean, I'm with you, John. Harden in the regular season, he's great, but he has not really proven in the playoffs. But I'm telling you, Chris Paul's a difference maker. My son, I told him, I said, watch this point guard when he comes to the Rockets. He's watched a little basketball. He's always been a Rockets fan. And he watched us beat the Clippers several years ago, knock him out in that great comeback. But when he saw how good he was on this team, he said, I'm in, Dad. And he's been watching every game all year.
That's awesome.
Every game.
That's awesome. Shannon, we appreciate it.
No, and he's right. There's a lot of good things going on for us. To,
oh, no, there's awesome things. By the way, Paul Dunn leading the Houston Open
hell,
right now.
Man.
Well, that's a lot. That's another great thing going on.
How is he associated with Houston, Paul Dunn?
Has anybody ever heard? By the way, Chris Solis texted me. He said, you know, I went to his profile on the PGA Tour. He doesn't even have a picture up. Paul, that's how no one knows who Paul Dunn is. That's how irrelevant. I said he might be shy. But here's the deal. Here's a good question from Andrew. More likely to blow a lead this weekend, Paul Dunn or Ken Giles?
Giles.
What? Paul? Oh, really? You think do you think Paul Dunn can win the Houston Open?
As far as I'm concerned, the answer is always Ken Giles.
Really?
When he doesn't, he almost does.
I'm going Paul Dunn.
No one has had...
Although a first-time winners at the Houston Open, it happens about every year. So Paul Dunn could hold on to this lead.
I would love to see something called almost blown saves, ABSs, start tracking that. Like, when you almost screw it up.
Yeah.
And who's more likely to blow a lead, the 93 Oilers or Ken Giles?
Ooh. Wow. And a four-run. Did you not think at one point yesterday that Ken Giles could blow that four-run lead? Did you
Anytime
not think that?
Anytime he's out there, you think there's a shot.
Not four.
Oh, no? Well, when the tying run was on deck?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. But I don't know. I just didn't. I didn't think so. Yeah. Not without.
Oh. Well, he had to warm somebody up while Ken Giles was on the mound.
After coming in with a four-run lead. Hey, we need to get someone up.
Get somebody up. Let's get David in here. Hey, what's up, David?
How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Look, I think I've been watching most games, the Astros games, and Ken Giles has the straightest fastball at 100 miles an hour. But I think his issue is he does a squat before every pitch, giving every hitter a timing mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
If he changes his form just a little bit, and he looks like he's having a mini stroke, like a mini episode every time he pitches, he looks so frightened before he pitches, he's a head case. And so, yeah, he got us to the World Series, without a doubt. We couldn't have done it without him. But somebody needs to get with him and change his technique. That squat drives me nuts. And I'd like to see his 100 mile an hour have some movement. And, you know, you got Verlander there. You got other pitchers that can help him. So I'm hoping that he can see that he needs to make a change because the Astros actually need him. I don't know. Hang up and listen.
You know, I think it's more important that whole – and I've said this before. I've never seen a more hittable 100 mile an hour fastball. It is just flat and it just – it's so
– Billy's was similar.
Oh, Billy blew by people, though.
But everyone could sit on it because you knew that he wasn't going to throw his bend.
No, but how many outs did Billy get with it? I mean, Ken Giles gets lit up with his fastball. His slider is his out pitch, and Billy's out pitch was his fastball. I mean, no, it is the most hittable hunter. I've been saying this for 2 years. It's the most hittable fastball I've ever seen, and above average fastball. I don't know about the squat. I know it gets. You know, I don't know. I think where the ball is coming out of his hand is probably more important. Hitters pick up Giles' ball really, really early, and that's probably more important than anything. The squat thing, who was it? Chad, the reliever for the Astros. Every time he touches cap, he'd touch himself, he'd grab himself and in his nether regions. Remember every single pitch?
Yes.
Was just like, dude, first of all, I don't mind the squat nearly as much as I do you grabbing yourself every single in between every pitch. I mean, that was just, oh God, stop. Anyway, I think Giles is going to be just fine. I really do. I think Giles is actually the hero that we needed. In this town.
You don't believe that.
It's time to talk about giving.
You don't believe he's going to be just.
Give me the VIN.com. John Clay Wolf, is the guy that you're going to go to and sell your car to him. I was thinking about this. He said it yesterday. He said, it's unbelievable how many cars they buy from Houston and sell in Dallas. He gives the biggest number in Houston, but for whatever reason, he doesn't sell cars in Houston because we are so good at buying them. And he's giving us top dollar here, and then he's going to sell our trash or, well, our cars up in Dallas and giving it to and gouging those people because they're not smart up there. If you're looking for a great way to get over on people from Dallas, it's go to givemethevin.com. Givemethevin.com. And it's silly for you to go to a dealership and just say, okay, I'll take whatever you offer me. Oh, well, here's the blue book. Well, John Clay Wolf will go, wait a minute. I can give you more than that. I can give you more than the blue book. Right now, cars are going for more than ever because of this whole Trump aluminum steel thing going on. You're going to get top dollar if you go to givemethevin.com, givemethevin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about your friends, the Houston Rockets. Number one in the Western Conference. They locked it up yesterday. They are going to be number one throughout the playoffs soon enough. Magic number's two there. And when they are, where are you going to be during the playoffs? You're going to be watching on television, going to be at a bar, you're going to be with everyone else cheering them on right there in the stadium. Well, the best way to get your hands on playoff tickets is to get VIP priority access. And the best way to get that is this VIP season ticket package that they have going on. Now, I want you to stick with me on this one. You know your Rockets are always very aggressive in the offseason. That's kind of how Morey rolls. He wants them competitive every single year. And you're talking about a team that's been a one or two seed now for three of the last 4 years. They're giving you a chance to lock in on season tickets for 3 years for one price. They will have no raised ticket prices in year two or year three of the deal that that you make. One great price, 3 years, and those are club seats as well. Make sure you get on the action because you also get priority access to playoff tickets this year. 713-627-DUNK or go to Rockets.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I think this is the most calls we've ever had on the show. I mean, it's going to turn into there are 162 games. Is this really going to turn into 4 hours of Ken Giles every day?
Well, he won't pitch every day.
No, you're right, but there'll still be calls about Ken Giles, I'm sure. But you have to pick on, this is what we do, is we have to find the weakest link on the best team in baseball. But and we have to just crush it to death.
Who was a massive national issue last year in the World Series? Ken Giles was so bad they said they weren't even going to go to him. They said it publicly.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's kind of a big deal. You
mean AJ said it out loud? Yeah.
This isn't a fourth outfielder. This is a closer for a World Series team where you needed historic performances by your offense to fade his... Well, not just him. It was the entire bullpen was inept. I mean, every pitcher... Who was a true bullpen?
But again, because Davinsky, if it was reversed, would we be? If Davinsky gave up three runs in the seventh, or whatever, and Giles came in 1-2-3.
Well, Devo doesn't have a. People remember Devo wasn't exactly killing.
Well, exactly
it at the end of the year.
He was just as bad as Giles.
Let him be a closer and see how he takes it if he starts blowing.
I don't. There's no. If you're coming in a critical situation in the seventh, eighth, or ninth. I don't think you distinguish it. It's the same thing. If you give up runs late in a game, it's just as important in whether it's the seventh, eighth, or ninth. And Davinsky was terrible last year.
Not
yet
true.
This is all Giles.
It's worse than the ninth because if you give it up, you could lose the game, and there is no comeback. Astros have come back before. It's worse than a ninth.
Well, right. You do have an opportunity to fade it,
and they have,
but they faded Giles too. Because he got him to extra innings with a three run lead.
I think what everyone's saying is let's not have a guy you have to fade. Like, oh,
he got him to extra innings with a three run lead, Lance.
That's not how it works. He doesn't get credit for taking him to extra innings when he was up three runs.
Yeah, that's not a. There's not a
really a stat for that, per se.
David wants to get in here. Let's get him in here. Shortest wait times in the world. What's up, David?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, John, you took the words right out of my mouth. The Astros are so good that, you know, his failings are pronounced that much more. It's kind of like they're a Rolls Royce on ball tires, to take a page from one of the Rockets beat writers way back when. But I think that I think that at some point he's going to come up with a strained eyelid or something that's going to send him to the DL. But my real question was on the Rockets and on the imminent series with the Warriors. Can y'all remember a time when a player the likes of Stephen Curry has come back during the playoffs, and just y'all's comments about how that's going to work with Golden State if they're going to have a bit of some chemistry issues for, you know, the first few games during the playoffs. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I don't buy into that at all. This team has played together for a long time at Golden State. It's not going to be I don't think there will be chemistry issues. I think right now you have health issues, and you have just not playing good basketball issues.
Well, because they don't have their players.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. But they weren't a dominant. Well, they had a run that was pretty good there before, with the Rockets.
Wait a minute. The Rockets won 17 in a row, and they gained a half a game.
I know. There was a good run. But here lately, they haven't been very good. And a lot of that has been due to injury, but Steph Curry is not healthy. Kevin Durant's just getting back from it. So I don't think it would be chemistry. I just think it would be they're just not at their peak level.
Yeah, I think they can be. We talked about this yesterday, and Raheel was, adamant about whatever. When Steph gets back, why would they not be the same team? I mean, it's not like they have to learn. It's not like when KD first got there, there's a transition period. When LeBron just got to Miami, when the threesome just got together, there was a transition period. There's transition periods all the time. They've already gone through all that. They know what they are. They've won they won a championship together. I don't believe. Yeah, if Steph is back healthy, they just pick right up where they left off. I'm convinced. Now, the question is, are the Rockets still good enough? I mean, that's a legitimate question, because when the Rockets when they were all healthy, the Rockets were still leading. The Rockets were not by much, but they were better than the team. I think it's okay. They're all healthy in the Western Conference Finals. Who's the favorite? Rockets have home court.
I think it's Rockets right now.
Do you really?
Yeah,
Steph, KD, Klay, and Draymond are all back.
If they were all healthy.
But they're all healthy.
But they're not going to be all healthy.
Well, they'll be back.
They'll be back, but I still think the Rockets, I think the fact that Golden State has taken a little, they've taken a dive south a little bit, the Rockets have. We'll see how it plays out. But if the Rockets close out, let's say they win every game and close the season like that, which isn't crazy if you look at the roster, but they should be. They'll probably be resting some players. So you never know, especially on the road. But, if they're allowed to rest them on the road, I think the Rockets may end up being a favorite. They should be the favorite.
If the Warriors run through their second-round opponent, let's say they play Portland, who's playing pretty well as a three seed. They run through them 4-1, 4-0. People will be on that Warriors.
Yeah. I think people will be on the Warriors anyway.
Yeah, but let's just say Steph plays in that second round series. Maybe he doesn't really play in the first round series, and they run through a good Portland team. I think people will be all in on the Warriors again.
Well, and let's not forget, it's not about who's a better team. It's a lot about where the money's going to go. Okay. It's a lot about the popularity of the teams and where, I'm going to tell you this. The Vegas will be inundated, quite frankly, but California is a lot closer than Houston is, and they have more people that go there, and they will put money on the Warriors. I think with the Rock, it would be silly, I think, to make the Rockets a. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, the Warriors are going to be a favorite.
But let me tell you, if the sharps think that you have a bad number out there, and they get value on the Rockets, they'll play the Rockets, and they'll play them for a whole lot more than the general public will play the Warriors.
Well, but the sharps also know you got to prove it. And the Rockets haven't done yet in a big situation.
But they're about value. I mean, you always look for value, though. I mean, if somebody's going to pay, if somebody's going to give you the Houston Rockets plus 170,
right,
you're going to take it, right?
Well, value, schmalu, what you're looking for is a winner. And you know what? I don't think it's not. You're not going to get. It's not going to be plus 170. The Rockets will have home court advantage if they're all healthy. I think it's going to be 130 to 110. It's not going to be a big. It's not going to be big either way. But I do believe the Warriors will be a favorite. We'll see. 859 ESPN 97.5. What about some poker today?
Ooh, Prime Social. Sometimes you play your Omaha. Sometimes you play your No Limit Hold'em. They've got both over there. You can have a turn. As a matter of fact, I was driving home, and I had one of my kids in the car. We had gone to church, and as I'm driving right by Prime Social, the parking lot's full, and all I could think of was, I bet there's a lot of really good cash games going on.
Oh boy, I wish I was in there.
I bet I could sit down with $200 or $300 and just play for several hours and maybe make a little cheddar along the way. That's what you can do. You don't have to be a high roller. You don't have to be a big wig. You love playing your neighborhood games. Well, guess what? They have tournaments going on every single day. There's a noon tournament, except on Sundays when it starts at 2. It's $20,000 minimums on Saturday, and sometimes they go even higher with the guarantee of prize earned. And if they don't have enough people signing up, oh, well. They guarantee that amount of money. They end up backing that amount of money. You have a chance right now to go have a lot of fun and play a little poker with you and your buddies. Bring them all in. As a matter of fact, if you become a member there and then you bring in somebody new to become a member, they give you $25 and your buddy who starts playing $25 once you've played like an hour or two of poker. They have all kinds of free entry from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. every single day. Great drinks, great food, great hosts, great cocktail waitresses, and a beautiful spot with 20 poker tables and 29 televisions. PrimeSocialTX.com at 7801 Westheimer. 'Cause I'm on the inside and they're on the outside waiting. This time I know myself. It's been a long time coming. Been a long time coming.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
ESPN. 97.5.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.